And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. We have a very busy weekend here in Northfield with so many events going on, and we're going to try to cover them all. We're going to switch over now to the arts, from Earth Day to the arts. Arts a la carte is coming up tomorrow, and I have Catherine Norrie with me, who is one of the organizers of the event, along with two of the students that are involved with that. So I'll start off with you, Catherine. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us. We're so excited about this event.
Yeah, let's talk about the history of arts a la carte. Last couple of years, you know, with the pandemic and everything, it's been a lot of upheaval. Have you been able to have those?
Right. So in 2019, that was our last event. Mm-hmm. And so now it's almost 3 years ago. And in 2020, it had to be put on pause. And so that 2020 year would have been our 20th anniversary. So now we're picking right back up again. And this is our 20th anniversary. It has happened now. It will be 20 times in our town. And it is so supported by our community. And we're so lucky to have such energy around the music and the visual art and dance and theater.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The first of all, you know, what is Arts a la Carte? When somebody goes to see this, what will they see?
I think it'll be something that they've never seen before. If they've never been, it's kind of like the art department and music department just had a giant carnival show up. And we mostly run by students and a few teacher leaders. The school just explodes into an evening of activities and performances and demonstrations and awards. And it feels very much like a pep fest. It's got the energy of some kind of event that everyone really wants to be there. And it's so fun. There's activities for little ones all the way to older people who want to just come and watch or participate as well. And it's $3 at the door. The doors open at 6. When you walk in, you'll probably see activities, the make and take crafts that you can do, a student-led art show. We actually have our environmental club having a booth there as well to celebrate Earth Day. And as you walk throughout the hallways and into different spaces, you'll find lots of things to do. Clay wheel lessons and shrinky dinks and the honors art booths. I have 24 students who will each have their own individual independent booths. And each person will be demonstrating and having an activity of their own. So there's almost like 24 mystery booths to go visit.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you brought a couple of the mystery booth hosts
today.
Who did you bring?
I brought Maya Deschamps and Sophia Shavey, and these are two people who are in my honors art class. Maya is a junior and Sophia is a senior, and they're very excited to be able to bring their craft. So what they're going to be doing is not only showing what they're creating in honors art, which will culminate with a show at the Arts Guild in May, so they're kind of a little preview of what they have, but they're really opening up themselves to the community to ask questions and to demonstrate their craft, and then to also provide some kind of activity for anyone who comes to share the night.
All right. Sounds like fun. Let's talk to them. Let's start off with Maya. What will you be bringing to the show?
Okay. So my whole theme is doing architecture around the world in India ink and pen. And then behind it, I pick graffiti from that surrounding area. So you can see like the difference in art culture from place to place. So yeah, it'll be surrounded a lot by the idea of graffiti.
Boy, it's interesting. Now, architectural drawings of places, important places around the world. Can you give us an idea of what are some examples of what they are?
I've done the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Castillo Pyramid in Chichen Itza, and I've also done the Matsu Castle in Japan.
Now, do they all have considerable graffiti either on them or surrounding them?
Yeah, they do. I think it's really interesting because you don't think about the difference that you would see in the art until it's put right in front of you and, like, contrasts and juxtaposed together that you can really see the difference.
How did you come up with this idea?
It stemmed from a project that I did in watercolor too. That, long story short, I did the cathedral up in St. Paul with graffiti from surrounding Minneapolis and St. Paul area.
All right. How long, let's talk about your involvement in arts. That's something I would say, how long you've been involved? Probably since the day you were born, I would imagine. You're kind of born with an artistic streak. But what are some of the things that have drawn you into the arts? And what do you like to do in addition to the illustrations and watercolors you've mentioned?
Okay, so I really started enjoying art in sophomore year. I wouldn't call myself the best at art in the beginning. I was normally the one who's in the back of class and, like, I don't know, I was not very good. But we got better, and I really enjoyed doing watercolor, and I think watercolor one is where it stemmed off, and two, I really enjoy art and creating new things.
All right. Let's move things over and talk to Sophia for a moment. Sophia Shavey, what is your role tomorrow night? What will you be doing?
So I will also have a booth, and mine is based around local coffee shops. And so I've been going around southern Minnesota mostly and just finding different local coffee shops starting here in Northfield. And my activity will be Play-Doh, so you can sculpt with Play-Doh. And then also I will have, like, a little voting with coffee beans.
Voting with coffee beans.
Yes.
Now, I guess I'm missing where the coffee shots come in. Or is it, are you recreating the inside of a coffee shop, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, so each coffee shop, I take different pictures of it, and then I recreate those using watercolor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually doing a monochrome watercolor for each of them, so each of them have their own color that they're based off of. Yeah.
Oh, fascinating. All right. I can't wait to see both of those. Now, will you be giving a demonstration of the artwork while you're there?
Yes, we will all be working on various art projects
all right.
the whole night.
All right. Is that, do you like working with an audience? Have you ever worked with an audience before?
I have not, so I'm kind of excited and intimidated a little bit, but that'll be great.
Yeah, I have not either. I'm really excited, though, to see what questions stem from it and explaining the process.
Now, there will be 24 different booths there, so I would imagine there's going to be a lot of your friends and such will have booths. And what kind of variety of stuff will we see when we go there?
There's a lot of just insane things that happen in this class. We have one girl, her name's Faya. She is creating, like, a whole forest, and she just does these insane, like, clay projects that surround, well, I'm not going to give it away too much. Come to Arts a la Carte to see it. But, I don't know, we just have a cool variety of, like, sculptures and paintings and, I don't know.
Working in all kinds of media.
We have lots of mixed medium artists as well. So they don't just use one medium. They use various and just kind of go with what they feel is right.
All right. I just love the idea. It sounds like so much fun. And you must be, as an educator and overseer of them, it's got to be good to see all the different types of things that they, creative works that they come up with.
Right. I'm just so proud. I kind of feels like that proud mama moment where we haven't had this for 2 years, and to now see the sparks and the excitement in their eyes again. And for many of my students, they don't remember, or they haven't been to it for so many years that they don't really remember the experience. And for us to be kind of relaunching it and restarting it and being able to see it through their eyes is really exciting. And the Honors Art students, we do. We have 24 people who are so diverse. We have a metal worker. We have ceramics workers. We have portrait artists, acrylic painters, oil painters. We have a huge range of different skill sets and skill types. And just to be able to watch them function as a giant class unit is going to be so exciting. And they will be located in the hallways. So you can't miss them. They won't be tucked inside of a classroom. They will be out for everyone to view and see, and they will be, you know, supporting each other, and each booth will make the next booth better.
All right. Looking forward to that. Right out there in the hallway where everyone can see you. So good luck with that. Now, you also mentioned there's a musical component.
Yes. So starting at 6 o'clock, you can come to the Media Center, and there will be music starting at 6 and going to until 8:30. There will be a variety of different instrumental and vocal performances, and you can just come in and sit. So if you just want a night to relax and enjoy some music, there will be great performances all night long. Students from the music department are going to have the opportunity to perform in small groups that they don't always get to perform in when they have large mass choirs or mass orchestras or bands. So it'll be fun to be able to come in and see those students. There'll be a schedule when everyone arrives tomorrow night to find out who's performing when. And the best, well, maybe not the best, but one of the most fun pieces of the evening is at 8:30, there will be a final award ceremony in the gymnasium. And so we will find out who in the Honors Art class had the most amazing booth. There'll be booth awards. There will be awards for the art show. So there will be a People's Choice Award that anyone can vote on. Put a ticket in a box and vote on your favorite art piece. We will also have Wendell Arneson, who is a former professor of art at St. Olaf College. He will be coming in to judge, and he will be picking the first, second, and third place best in show pieces. And then we have about 40 door prizes. So anyone who enters will get a raffle ticket with their $3 admission, and they will be entered in for door prizes up to a grand prize of a pair of AirPod Pros. So kind of a nice prize for the end of the night, but lots of fun to be had from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Boy, it sounds like it. And that's all going on. You can just get a ticket at the door?
Get a ticket at the door. Right. You can enter through the auditorium entrance at the high school or the main entrance where the buses would pull up on a normal school day. So both entrances have tickets are available, and just come.
It sounds like a great night.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be a wonderful night for all of those involved. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Have a great time tomorrow. I can't wait to see the artwork and for you guys to show your art to the world.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That is Catherine Norrie, once again from Northfield High School, along with Maya Deschamps and Sophia Shavey, who will be two of the exhibitors tomorrow. That's going to do it for me. Jeff getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got Twins Baseball coming up at 12:30. Watershed Radio with Brianna 4 to 6. The Weekly List with Rich from 7 to 9.